Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking about Brexit and why the heck you should even care. Hey, everyone. I'm so excited that you are joining me on this episode to talk about Brexit. We've all been hearing about this thing, but what is this and why should we even care? But before we get into that, I just want to remind you guys that the Summer Money webinar series starts this Thursday, June 30th, 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you live somewhere in the middle there, hopefully you can do the time correction for your time zone. Hey, and if you guys are over the seas, please feel free to join us as well. I'd love to have some people from Canada. I know we've got listeners in UK and all over the world, so please feel free to join us. We're going to be talking about smart money moves to make now, and there will be a replay. So if you're like, I can't make that time, go ahead and sign up because that's the only way you're actually going to get access to the replay. And there's going to be some live Q&A time. So if you've got some questions that you want answered, we're going to have plenty of time to get to all of those.
I usually cap these at about 50 or 60 people tops, so we're getting right up to the top of that cap. So if you want to make sure that you have a spot reserved, go ahead and sign up. All you need to do is text the words summer money, all one word, summer money, to 44222, and you will get signed up. I'm going to be sending everyone a link and all the information about the webinar about 24 hours before, so you should get that on Wednesday. So we're going to have a good time. It'll be about an hour. We can think of it as happy hour. Grab a drink, grab a snack, get cozy, and we're just going to have some fun talking about money. All right, and next, I want to tell you, I'm so excited. I am actually featured in Women's Health Magazine, the July-August issue, on page 110, talking about love and money and my tips. So if you're a female, go out and grab Women's Health. If you're not, grab the magazine for your wife or your girlfriend or your friend or whatever. Just grab the magazine and check it out. All right, so let's talk about this Brexit thing. I mean, my gosh, if you've been listening to the radio or the TV or anything lately, this is just all they've been talking about. And for those of us that live in the US, we're probably like, what the heck is this thing and why do we even care? I think the cool thing is that we have a lot of listeners who either used to live overseas or live overseas now. Maybe you live in one of the European Union countries. I would actually love to hear from you. I'd actually love to interview you if you're up for it. So if you're listening and that's you, please, please send me an email at shauna@yourmillennialmoney.com. And I'd love to do like a part two to this. So let's not let this be the end of talking about Brexit. I'm sure it's not going to be. But first off, isn't it just fascinating that we have to like make everything some sort of acronym or some sort of crazy word? Like, when did that start happening? I think it was with Brangelina, right? So Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. I think that was... No, there was before that. There was Bennifer and oh my gosh, it's just crazy, right? Like we... Like, are we so lazy we can't just say two or three words? Okay, I'm off that rant. Anyway, so what exactly happened? Well, British citizens, as you know, voted on the question, should the UK remain a member of the European Union or leave? That was the question. But look, this is not like deciding what toppings you want on your hot fudge sundae, right? I mean, this is like serious stuff. This is potentially life-changing stuff, not just for people who live in the UK, but maybe for all of us. So I think that, you know, what happened, and we're going to talk about it a little bit more, but I think what happened is like people, a lot of people just didn't understand the impact. They didn't understand the economic impact, the world impact, and even just how it would impact them on a daily basis. It turned into this giant, you know, social media, political kind of nasty fight, like what we have in the United States right now. And it was polarizing. So you found people on like both sides of the fence, but just nobody really in the middle. It was either like, yes, I'm 100% for this or no, I don't want this. And it's just fascinating that something is so polarizing. And you know, a lot of experts didn't think this was going to happen. They didn't think that they would actually vote to leave the European Union. And so I think what happened was people were kind of like dumbfounded, like this actually really happened. So the stock markets went nuts all around the world. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 610 points on Friday, the eighth largest point loss ever. And on a percentage basis, the Dow and S&P had their worst day since August 2015. Their worst day, right? We don't need any more of these worst days. We are over worst days. And I'm sure if you had, you know, your money in your 401k and your Roth or your IRA, you're probably like, oh my gosh, like, what does that actually mean to me? Chances are you probably lost value in your funds, or you did, I should say, lose value in your funds. What I'm going to urge you is not to panic. Don't panic. But I want you to just be aware of how these things impact you. So why did this happen? Well, like I said, there's a lack of knowledge either way about what this means. And what I find is that most millennials don't understand economics. And economics is super important to understanding how, you know, financial markets work, work, the cycle of history and how things operate, how the stock market operates, all of these certain things. And there's key economic factors, and we're going to talk about that in another podcast, but there's these key economic factors that are super important. And when one of those kind of goes awry, people are like, I don't know what to do, you know, and they start freaking out. So what I hear is also there were lots of concerns about the cost of continued EU membership for the UK, and that far outweighed any worries about leaving. There were these false campaigning messages. Apparently, the proponents for leaving did crazy things, like rented this bus and like plastered all across the bus, you know, how much it was costing UK to stay in the European Union every single day. And it was just some like astronomical number, right? But because we are such like a fear-mongering society now, and everybody's tweeting and everybody's Facebooking and Instagramming and all sorts of stuff, these messages spread like wildfire. And if you don't understand like economics and you don't understand how any of this stuff works, I can see why it's like super easy to fall prey to something, right? Good or bad. You know, you guys, you read something on Facebook or Twitter and it's like, then you start thinking, well, this is true, or is this true, or I don't know if this is true, maybe this is true. And it's like, where do you go to actually find out any of this information? It's such a pain in the butt. Another major sticking point has been immigration concerns. And there are a lot of Brits that worry about, you know, the country's employment market and social services, that they'll drown under the weight of all of these new immigrants that, you know, are coming into the UK. And so this has actually turned into like a huge reason for why a lot of people voted, you know, to leave the European Union, is they didn't want to have to deal with any of this. They wanted to kind of remain, you know, this quote unquote elitist society. And they didn't want other people in here influencing, you know, all sorts of things in the UK, which is really interesting. So which countries are in the EU? Well, the European Union is an economic and political union of 28 countries. Each of these countries within the union, they're independent, right? So they might have their own currency, but they agree to trade under the agreements made between the nations, right? So they kind of all come together in like a friendly little handshake, like, okay, we're all going to work together. Well, you know, obviously with the UK leaving, that's going to have like a dramatic effect. It's the European Union, they operate in what's called like a single market, which allows free movement of goods, capital, services, and people between these states. Younger voters, they are the ones that are pissed. They've taken to social media expressing their anger. They're so upset, and they blame the baby boomers for securing this vote to leave. According to a YouGov poll, I thought this was interesting, 72% of 18 to 24-year-olds were in favor of remaining, while 19% backed the Brexit, right? So obviously younger people, huge majority, they wanted to stay. They saw the value and they didn't believe the fear-mongering. They wanted to stay. But 34% of pensioners, so, you know, baby boomers, older people, were in favor of remaining, while 59% wanted to leave. So that's really interesting. But millennials are potentially hit the hardest, and they might see the second recession before age of 30, which is really sad. I mean, that's just sad for the world today and how much wealth is flowing around, that, you know, you'd be witnessing your second recession just before the age of 30. Another interesting thing about millennials is now they're not going to be able to move around freely in the European Union like they had before, right? So if you're a member of the European Union, you could easily travel around, you could get jobs around, all sorts of things. And now the question mark is, what the heck is going to happen now that the UK has decided to exit? Is that going to remain a benefit or not? My guess is no, but I'm not sure that will be immediate. That may be just kind of a thing that trickles.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress toward your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM.
Found an interesting quote. Young people in the UK were hit disproportionately hard during the last financial crisis. So that's the 2009-2008, black years. The Institute of Fiscal Studies said that while real wages fell for all groups of workers after 2009, people under 30 saw their earnings plummet the most. And maybe a lot of you might resonate with that. You know, that certainly was something that happened in the United States as well. If you were just rolling out of college around when that time happened, like, it was tough to get a job. And if you got a job, you might not make a lot of money. And even now, some of you may be struggling in careers where you're trying to get ahead, but the people above you are, workers who lost their job and now they have, a job at your company and they have a lot of experience. And so it's just hard for you to move around in those companies. Many youngsters are also worried that leaving the European Union will mean complete isolation. Right now you have the right to live and work in 27 other countries if you're part of the European Union. But that's gone, like I said. And everyone will not fully understand the extent of lost opportunities, marriages, experiences, friendships, all of these things that are now like going to be denied because of this. And that's, that's really scary. I mean, even for us, you know, in the United States, or for any of you living in another country, the ripple effect of that could be absolutely huge. If we have any younger millennials listening, you know, the worry about being able to study abroad in other European Union countries is also kind of in jeopardy. So there's really like three things that have really impacted millennials living in the UK. Obviously, education, right? UK is known for having some of the most expensive European education costs, and you might not be able to travel to other countries as freely as you could before to take advantage of, like, you know, Germany, who might have, you know, free college and free master's degree programs. You might not be able to take advantage of that. So that means you may have to earn money, you know, your budget might have to get more refined, you're going to fall back on savings a lot more, all of those like trickle effects. Traveling, there may be smaller pool of jobs, less mobile, maybe you can't freely move in other countries, so it just sucks, right? And housing. So what happened right after the Brexit vote is that the pound got devalued. So it's a lot less expensive to travel to the UK right now. However, with a weaker pound, if you live in the UK, property has now become dirt cheap for overseas investors, which means there might be less affordable housing for you, right? So investors come in and they buy up all this housing. They basically drive prices up. And so for the people that live there, especially millennials, younger people who maybe not have, you know, as high of income, it's harder for you to just live and maintain your normal standard of life, which, I mean, all of this could suck or it could not suck. And that's really the question that everybody's asking, I should say, is, you know, is this really bad or is this not? And I think a lot of this is like, you know, TBD. It's left to be seen. But what we're seeing even just like a few days after the vote is complete uncertainty in the UK with who's going to take over and what's that plan to take over and when is that going to happen? And, you know, it all just looks like a giant pile of nonsense right now. And I think that's why, you know, the markets are still incredibly unstable, is just no one knows what the heck is going on because this was so unexpected. Nobody thought, I mean, you could see like jaws drop when the vote came out. Like, okay, what? Come again? I don't think we actually wanted this to happen. In fact, I was just watching, you know, the news this morning, and they were talking about how, you know, people who voted to leave are now like scratching their head and going, oh, maybe we didn't understand this. Ooh, maybe we'd like to vote again. And that's the kooky thing about voting, right? Is you have this enormous privilege to vote, but you better know what you're voting for or why you're voting for it or what the heck it even means after you vote for it. Like, it's not a joke. Again, it's like, it's not like going to Baskin Robbins and like picking out what flavors you want for your sundae. This is serious stuff. All right, so I guess you get it, right? I've kind of like gone on and on about it being serious. But so what does this mean for you if you live in the US? Well, the stock market is in flux. Everything is connected. Interesting, after the Brexit vote came out, the travel stocks are kind of what crashed the most. So Priceline does a huge amount of business in the UK, and their stock just plummeted. United, American, Delta, what am I saying? I'm talking about teeth here. No, Delta. They all saw just this enormous stock decline, right? Because people were really uncertain about what this all means. For you listening, don't panic. Most people get totally scared and pull out of the market. And what a lot of experts say is, no, maybe this is the time to buy, right? You always want to buy something when it's cheap, not when it's overvalued. And a lot of financial experts are saying that the markets here were totally overvalued and due for a correction. But you got to know your limits, right? You got to know how comfortable you are. This is why it's super important to know your risk tolerance, right? To know how much risk you're willing to take on in your investments. If you woke up Friday and you had like, you know, panic come over you and, you know, tears were just streaming down your face as you're watching the news, you may be too risky with your stocks. So don't check your portfolio every day. Don't, right? You're in for the long haul. You're in for like 30, 40 years down the line. The worst thing that happens, and this is what I see happen with like a lot of 20 and early 30-year-olds, is you panic and then you stop putting money in your 401k, right? And maybe you'll stop for like a year or more because you just get scared. You don't want anything to do with it. Well, that could have huge consequences on your lifestyle piggy bank down the line. So don't freak out. Don't freak out. Maybe you might need to reallocate your funds. That's not a bad thing, right? But don't freak out. Europe is our largest trading partner. So portfolios that own U.S. companies who sell to Europe could have some exposure with Brexit. However, again, the benefits of being really globally diversified, meaning that you own stocks in all different countries around the world, could just far outweigh any risk associated with, you know, the potential problems with Brexit. So be diversified. Again, it might be the best time to buy. I know that's counterintuitive, but that's usually what happens when there's a correction like this. So don't freak out, all right? But know there is going to be some uncertainty with the stock market. It's very fickle. It's very fickle if you've noticed. Any slight thing happens, right? And because we're all so connected with like social media and everything, it's super easy for the stock market to get really nervous. Okay, next, this is a good thing, right? Travel to the UK, it's cheap right now. You want to go over there and you want to take in all the sights, this might be your best time to go because the pound, which is normally somewhere around 1.5 times our dollar, is now closer to our dollar than ever before. So it's a really good time to go over there, especially while there is such uncertainty. I hate to say it. But it's a good time to go over there and travel if you've wanted to go over there. I know I have for a long time. I've actually never been to the UK. I've flown in and out of there, but I've never wanted to go because I'm like, I don't want to pay 1.5 or 2 times for everything when I can just go to another country that's on the euro that is, you know, closer to the US dollar. But that's just me, right? So what I'm telling you is you want to go now, go. I bet you there are a ton of travel deals. And number 3, know what you're voting for, all right? Understand the underlying economic principles. We are in the most contested U.S. election ever, right? No matter what candidate you love, no matter what candidate you hate, I don't care. I really don't. What I want from you is for you to understand the principles of what each candidate is standing on. Now, I know it's hard because when it's election time, I mean, everyone is just throwing mud back and forth, and it's really hard to figure out what is real, what isn't, what will actually make my life better and what won't. You know, all of these things, it's really hard to detangle all of this. But what I'm going to urge you to do, whether you're voting for a president or you're voting for a city official, it doesn't matter. I want you to just really do some research. Understand the economic principles. What could happen if this person was in office? To your job, right? To your savings account, to your investments, to your future, as best as you can. As best as you can. That's all I ask, right? So when you go to vote, I don't want you to say, well, I voted for this person because I like their social media profile. No, no, please, 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 please don't do that. Don't do that to me. When you go to vote, I want you to say, okay, here are the 3 reasons why I like this candidate. Da, da, da. Whether you're right or wrong doesn't matter, right? But you got at least 3 reasons why you're voting for this person. And they're not superficial, right? They're hardcore reasons. That's all I ask. And what you're seeing is that, you know, in the UK is that didn't happen, right? So millennials largely in favor of staying in the European Union. Anybody older than a millennial, the baby boomers, largely in favor of leaving. But if you ask most people there that I've seen do interviews, is neither side really understands why they made the vote they made. Okay, so just don't be that. Let's try and be a little bit more educated. Let's show people, you know, hey, we're millennials, but we know our stuff, right? As best as we can. You know, could this be the destruction of the European Union? I don't know. It's definitely going to be less stable for a while. And who's next? There's all sorts of these interesting things that have come out, like Italy leave and Czechs out and Departugal. That's one of my favorite. Let's see, what are some of the other ones? Denmark, Nethermind, German out, Sweden. So there's all now all these acronyms, right, for all of these countries who are now having whispers of, nah, maybe we should leave the European too. I don't know. The point is that nobody really knows what this means because it was so unexpected, right? There's lots of instability that's going to be unstable for quite some time. We're not quite sure the impact that this is going to have on the United States or other countries. So, you know, watch the news, pay attention. Even if you just watch like a quick, like 3-minute video tip each day, like get yourself educated. I think it's our like ethical and moral responsibility to know what the heck is going on in the world and also to know what we're voting for. So that's my two cents. Again, if anybody's listening who lives in the UK, who'd like to be interviewed for the podcast, I would love to talk to you. So send me an email at shauna@yourmillennialmoney.com. As always, follow me on Twitter at shaunagame. And don't forget to sign up for the Summer Money webinar series. Text SUMMERMONEY, all one word, to 44222.